The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Today we're learning the Mishnah of Chomesh Prutesein, all the dinim of Momen, Hoido, Kiddushin, Gzeilo, Avedo, Nene, Tebichayev Hamilo, all these Momenistic dinim are all taller in the shiur of Ashova Pruta. We might want to remind ourselves, before we discuss Gezel Pachas Mishavim Pruta, of the fact that Chazal tell us that Lenechtam Gzadinom by the Dara Mabul, El Ala Gezel was talking about Chomos of less than a Shavim Pruta. It's not a Dover Kal. And for our attitude as Torah Eden is that there's no chilik between Gezel, Pachas Mishavim Pruta, but there is no chiluk between a Shava Pruta and $1 million. Chazal expressed this in Parshas Yisrei, where Yisrei tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Kol Adova Akoshi Yavin Elecha, Moshe Rabbeinu, Kol Adova Agodli Yavin Elecha, Moshe Rabbeinu tells him back, Kol Adova Akoshi. There is no chiluk between a Dova Godl and a Dova Kotten. There's no difference between a Dintaira Schum of $1 million and two Prutois. The chiluk is only between a Dova Kosho and a Dova Kal. Now, the Shaila was asked as follows. Somebody was a mispal in a shul, and every day during davening he would reach over to the compartment in front of him where he kept his personal belongings during davening, and he would pull out a tissue once or twice during davening. After about a week and a half that he had been pulling out tissues, and he hadn't looked at the bag of tissues, when he looked one time he realized this was not his bag of tissues. Obviously one of the other mispalim that used his seat, or used that seat, by a different minion, had placed a bag of tissues here. The shaila is, does he have to find out, does he have to make inquiries? Who is the mispal? Does he have to find out? Does he have to ask who the mispal is that was davening in his seat? And then call him up and ask him mechilo or pay him back for it? Or do we say that since one can reasonably assume that each tissue is worth less than a shava pruta, so there's no din tvir, there's no din afilu medine shamayim to return that gezel, it was already nimchal, and then he would not have a chiv to go bimatrich to find out exactly who stole it from him. Another shaila that was asked, somebody is sitting in a seat in the shul, and he's in need of a tissue, and there's a tissue sitting on the table in front of him. The tissue is worth less than a shava pruta. He doesn't know if the tissue belonged to him. Is it hefker? Is it not hefker? Did somebody put it down there? If we look at a pachas m'shava pruta as not being gezel at all, maybe it's an issur derabanan. But if it's an issur derabanan, something derabanan l'kula. If it's an issur deraisa, then something deraisa l'chumra. He can't take the tissue unless he's mavara that the tissue is actually hefker. Let's look at the minchas chinuch in mitzvah kuf lamed. The minchas chinuch discusses what he says is a machlokes rishonim, how to define the din of pachas m'shava pruta. Why there is no chiyuv on gzeila of pachas m'shava pruta. The lashon of the chinuch in mitzvah kuf lamed is that Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Rachmanim, Bnei Rachmanim hem. And Bnei Yisrael are moichul pachas m'shava pruta. This is based on a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Zayin, where the Gemara says that a ben noach, a goy, is nerag al pachas m'shava pruta. And the Gemara says that a goy lav, the Gemara says in a few places, goy lav bnei mechila ninu on pachas m'shava pruta. Says the Chinuch, the difference is that a Yid, who's a Rachman, Bnei Rachmanim, is Meichel, if somebody steals from him a Pachas M'shava Pruta. Therefore, there is no Chiv. A Goy, however, is not. He's Oymin Al Shaloi, there's a Kaftonus, even on Pachas M'shava Pruta. Therefore, Ben Noach, even Pachas M'shava Pruta is to be considered theft, V'ner Agolov, as is the din of a Ben Noach Shigozal. The Gemara also says in Erevin that is where we have to, Chazal instituted a symbolic, where a goy was living in a chotzer together with a yidin. Chazal instituted a symbolic buying of the goy's rishus, that the whole chotzer, so to speak, should be a Jewishly owned chotzer, and the goy sold his rights as far as Hilchas Erevin is concerned in the chotzer. The Gemara says that the amount of money that has to exchange hands is a pachas m'shava pruta, because a goy pachas m'shava pruta, momenu delav b'nei mechilinim. This is the shita of the chinuch. The lashon of the Rambam in Perek Tes Mehilchus Malachim, when he brings this halacha of ben Nerech Nereg al pochus meshov v'pruta, he says this halacha differently. He says that there are no shiurim by a ben Nerech. The famous Rambam, the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, brings this Rambam to say that there is no shiur of a yud gimel shonim. There is no difference between a kotel and a godel legabe ben Nerech. All halachas that are tolly and shiurim, the Rambam says over there, the shiur of gezayis of a ben Nerech eats less than a gezayis of evim and achai is chayiv. I, the shir of all Yisrael Achilles, because I is ben neach in lahem shirim. And the Rambam says this also, legabe gezel pochus meshov pruta. It would seem that gezel pochus meshov pruta is in actuality theft, but it just doesn't have a shir. And therefore by a goy that doesn't have shirim, it's like a less than a kezayis. And this is the shita also of the Rav HaMagid, the beginning of Hilchus Gneva, when he, on the Rambam, that says the theft of Pochus Meshav Pruta is also, the Rav HaMagid says like Chatzi Shir Osim and Atayra. The same way eating a half a kezayis of Chelev, or a half a kezayis of Bosom Cholol is Osim and Atayra, so too, by Gezel Pochus Meshav Pruta, there's an issue of Chatzi Shir. The Bichus Chinuch discusses several nafkeminis, several practical halacha differences between the two shittas. He says as follows. He says that what happens if somebody steals from a cheresh shayt of a cotton? According to the hezber of the chinuch, cheresh shayt of a cotton lav b'nei mechila, who the Gemara says in different places, therefore there's no mechila, he would be mechuyif to give it back. The only time there's automatic mechila on a tvir of less than a shavah pruta is only by a godel. Another nafkamina, he says, is let's say the person sees him steal pochus meshav pruta, v'omad v'tzolak, he stands and he's screaming, and he's moicha. Over there you can't say that it's an automatic mechila. Unless you say, bottle nighter, it's obnei odom. The Minchas Chinuch discusses that also. But this would be an afkamina between the Rambam and between the Minchas Chinuch. Another difference, and this l'chayu would be the case of the fellow who took tissue after tissue, is the Rambam, according to the Rambam's reasoning that it's a poches meshav pruta is like a chatzis shir, it's chozin litzarufe. What happens if today he takes one tissue of poches meshav pruta, tomorrow he takes another, a third day he takes a third, after a while, all these poches meshav prutas will add up to a shir of a shav pruta, in which case he'd be mechuyiv to pay back or to get a mechila from the one that he stole from. However, according to the reasoning of the chinuch, L'chayiv is an automatic mechila, and a mechila will take place, will be chal on each tissue separately, in which case there was never, it never added up to a tviya of a yosim v'shava pruta. This is the Minchas Chinuch explaining the chiluk between these two shittas in the Rishonim. However, it's hard to be mekabel that the Rambam would say k'neged the Gemara. The Rambam says that the reason why he's not chayiv, Yisrael is not chayiv on pachas v'shava pruta is because it's chosr shir. Like the Rav HaMagid says, the Gemara says because b'nei mechila ninu, as opposed to a goy lav b'nei mechila. The Rambam is connected to Gemara that says that the reason why a goy is chayiv is because lav b'nei mechila. The Rambam says because a goy doesn't have shiur. Another kasha is, and this is really a kasha on the sheet of the chinuch, it would seem rather strange that the shiurim in the Mishnah of different dinim, kiddushin being b'shav pruta, Bezdin's Tviya being a Shavah Pruta, Mi'ilo being a Shavah Pruta, all these halachas have nothing to do, the fact that you can't make kinyonim, the Pachas Meshavah Pruta has nothing to do with Mechila, it has to do with the fact that it's not a significant amount of moment to be able to affect his Chayvus of a Kinyon Kesef. What does this have to do with the halach of Gzela being Pachas Meshavah Pruta? It comes out that these two Shiurim of Shavah Pruta are only arbitrarily the same amount of money. Not that be'etzim it's one din. The pasha to mashmoyos in the Mishnah would seem to be that these are all based on the same idea that less than a shavah pruta is not a significant amount of money, the way the Rambam is telling us. This is a shayla on the chinuch street. L'chayra, we would have to say that really the Rambam and the chinuch are not saying two different shittas, they're discussing two different aspects of the same idea. Of course, pachas meshav pruta is momoin. It's not the pshat that it's nothing. Of course, it's momoin, and of course, when somebody steals pachas meshav pruta, as we see from the medrash that we discussed, legabe the dor amabul, there is a hefsid momoin incurred by the victim of the theft. Pachas meshav pruta is gzeila of pachas meshav pruta definitely causes loss to the person who who the person who was victimized, the person who has his possession stolen, the person who has a tissue taken away from him, which is worth Bachus Meshav Ruda, it has a hefsin moment of being of losing a tissue. However, as in all halachas in the Torah, there's a shear to the chiyuvim of the Torah. Chiyuvim, chalos chiyuv, chalos kinyan, where one party is mishabed himself, and thereby is makna, items that are exchanged for money, these dinim are chal only with the share of shava pruta. Kiddushin can only be chal with the share of shava pruta. Of course, the Rambam is right that by a goy, since a goy does not have shiurim, like he points out from Evim and Achai, we said also the shiur of bar mitzvah, a goy doesn't have this halacha that chiyuvim in the Torah chal only with a certain amount. If a goy eats less than a kezayis, I'm sorry, of chelev, of Evim and Achai, he's eating dvar masurim. He doesn't have to eat a significant amount. He doesn't have to eat a full achila of Evim and Achai. As long as he eats Evim and Achai, he's over on Sheva Mrs. B'nai Noach. If he steals and he causes somebody else loss of money, then he's considered to be a gazlan. B'nai Noach apox m'shav pruta. However, there's a second nekuda here. Even if we say that less than a Sheva pruta is theft because it causes the victim of the theft loss, it causes him a hefsin moment. However, there's an automatic mechila. How can we consider him a gazlan if that moment is automatically nimchal, as the chinuch says? The chinuch explains that there's no outstanding debt. Even if we would say that somebody who steals less than a shav pruta is not a full gazlan, there wouldn't be a chiyuv kefil, there wouldn't be chiyuv exela. However, he's still holding on to somebody else's money. He would have to return it. On that, the chinuch says there's an automatic mechila. There's no chiyuv of a heshev zakzela if the money was nimchal already al yidei the nigzal to the gazlan. However, the chinuch is saying that this is only true by a yid. A yid is moichel, a goy who doesn't have this maila of being a rachmon bnei rachmonim, doesn't have this midat toiva. A goy is not moichel, and thereby there's an outstanding debt owed. Therefore, even if we would say that a goy would be a gazlan on pachas m'shav pruta because there's no need of a shear for the averus of a ben noach, there would still be no shame gazlan chal on him if there would be an automatic mechila. On that, the chinuch has to add a second point, that a goy doesn't have this maila of being moichel. He's not a rachman b'nei rachmanim. It comes out that the chinuch and the Rambam are really two aspects of the same idea. Of course, the chiyuvim of gazlan are not chal on a pachas m'shav pruta, as we saw in the Rambam. It's chosar shir, like the Rambam Magid says, it's like a chosar shir, where there's no chiyuv of yisurim min ha-tayra. That's true by Yisrael. By a ben noach, even though that halacha wouldn't be true, but if there would be mechila, the mechila would not be a mechila. By Yisrael, the mechila would be a mechila. And therefore, in concerning our friend who took tissues, even though the tissues added up, there was an automatic mechila, and we're saying that this is true hein according to the chinuch, and hein according to the Rambam. There would not be a machlok tzushainim, and therefore, the fellow who took the tissues, even though he was wrong to take the tissues without being mavara whether they're his or not, lemafreya, b'dievid. Post facto, he does not have to be mavara who the tissues were owned by, and he does not have to pay back or receive a mechila from the nigzal. Another shaila, which would be totally in the reasoning that we're explaining in the Machlokes Rishonim, is the second shaila that we discussed. If somebody sees a tissue lying around, he's not sure, is it hefker, did somebody just put it down on the table, is it a sofik mideraisa? The Shagas Arius says, that chatzi shir osu min ha-toyruh, the Rav Magid says that chatzi shir, chatzi gzela, chatzi pruta of gzela is a chatzi shir. The Shagas Arius says, that chatzi shir osu min ha-toyruh is only by yisuri achila. If somebody does half a malacha on Shabbos, or other yisurim that need a shir, and he only does a half of the ma'isa avera, there's no isim min ha-toyruh. It's only osim min derabon, the Shagas Arius says. Why? Chelev, even if a person eats less than a kezayis, he's still eating chelev. Only over there did the Rabbi Yochanan say in Yuma that chatzis she also min ha-toyruh that it's chozil l'tzterufet. Why? Because he's eating chelev. In other cases, let's say a half a malacha on Shabbos, it's not a malacha. He only did a half a ma'isa malacha. If somebody does half the ma'isa malacha, it's not to be considered that he did a malacha, but he only did it halfway. He wasn't over yet. Until he actually does the full malacha, there's no isser incurred. L'cha'ira, by Gzerim, the same would be true, that according to Yishag HaSai, there would be no Issa Torah, and therefore would only be an Issa Derabbanan. One would be permitted to be Mekel in an instance of Safek. However, the way we explained, of course when somebody takes a half a pruto, it's like he's eating a half a Gzayas of Chelev. He's causing the person who he's taking money from a Hefsid Momin. That's not a doubt. A Pachas Meshav Pruto is definitely Momin. It's like a half a Gzayas of Chelev. Navos. What are we saying? We're saying only that there's a chson in the maisa gzela. It's missing a share of a pruta. The maisa gzela is only a maisa choshuv, that he should become a bar chiyuva when he steals a full pruta. When he steals a half a pruta, he's not chayiv. But of course, minatayra, there is a hefsid moment, there would be an isra of chatzishiyas minatayra, and there would be a need to be machmir because of chatzishiyas minatayra on the tissue, and not to take it even b'mokoim sofik.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.